Blog Talk Radio.
Until Wanda gets on. Okay, let's see. Let's play
change is now by Leandra Johnson.
I don't know your story or all the things you've been through. I stand here to encourage you, to tell you it's not the end. You just hold down your change. Everything you've been through was only to test you. So I stand here to encourage you, to tell you it's not the end. You
Close by Marvin Sapp.
Okay.
sons of Dan was Hashem, the sons of Naphtali were Jezreel, Guni, and Jezer, and Shalom. These were the sons of Baanah, whom Laban gave to Rachel his daughter, and she bore these to Jacob, seven persons in all. All the persons who went with Jacob to Egypt, who came from his body besides Jacob's sons, wives were 66 persons in all. And the sons of Joseph were born to him in Egypt were two persons. All the persons of the house, Jacob, who went to Egypt, were 70. So then he sent Judah before him to Joseph to point out before him the way to Goshen. And they came to the land of Goshen, so Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to Goshen to meet his father Israel, and he presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on the neck of a good while. And Israel said to Joseph, now let me die since I have seen your face, because you are still alive. And Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, I will go up and tell Pharaoh and say to him, my brothers and those of my father's house who are in the land of Canaan have come to me. And the men are shepherds for their occupation has been feed livestock, and they have brought their flocks, their herds, and all they have. So it shall be when Pharaoh calls you and says, what is your occupation? You shall say, your servant's occupation has been with livestock from our youth until now. Both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians. Then Joseph went and told Pharaoh and said, my father, my brothers, their flocks and their herds and all their possessions have come from the land of Canaan. And indeed, they are in the land of Goshen. And he took five men from among his brothers and presented them to Pharaoh. Now Pharaoh said to his brothers, what is your occupation? And they said to Pharaoh, your servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers. And they said to Pharaoh, we have come to dwell in the land because your servants have no pasture for the flocks, for the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. Now therefore, please let your servants dwell in the land of Goshen. And as Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Have your father and brothers dwell in the best of the land, that they dwell in the land of Goshen. And you know any competent men among them, then make them chief herdsmen over my livestock. And Joseph brought in his father Jacob and sent him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, how old are you? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrims are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers, and the days of the pilgrimage. So Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. And Joseph situated his father and his brothers and gave them possession in the land of Egypt and the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph provided his father and his brothers and all his father's household with bread according to their number and their families. Amen. All righty. That's how Jacob came to Egypt. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, you can do so right now. Just say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we'd like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, we got some callers here. Let's see who we got. 210. Hello.
Bismillah Rahman Rahim.
What's up?
How are you doing, my brother?
I am doing well, my brother. How are you?
Where is your black woman?
She did not show up tonight. She had something come up and she couldn't make it.
Are you implying she is lazy?
No, no, not implying that at all. Some came up and she couldn't make it. But she will be here tomorrow night, she assured me.
I hear in your country lots of black people don't show up to work.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's okay. Things happen.
Did you get pictures of her to put on the website?
No, I did not. She doesn't have any pictures available for me to put up on a website.
Osama, all I have is a 10-year-old playboy from Pakistan.
Oh.
You cannot feed off to women in hijabs and the kiab and burqas, no matter how you try.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
You should post her picture.
Anyways,
I am training for my CDL physical.
Okay.
Our problem has gotten worse.
Oh, yeah? Why? What's up?
Now your savage friend is selling pages of the Quran to wipe his ass with.
No, he wouldn't do something like that.
Yes, he would.
No, that's not like Johnny to do that.
I have various reports that he has stapled it onto toilet paper.
No, he wouldn't do that, son. That's not like him.
It is like him. If you do not want to spot me in the Trans Am, you could take your motorcycle.
Well, my motorcycle isn't running. I'm sorry. There's something wrong with it.
What is wrong with it?
I don't know. Let me take some more callers here. We got some more callers here, Hassan. 111, you're on the air.
I suppose I got it on bird. I get right on bird. I just literally argue it.
That is
oh,
Pastor
yeah?
Kent.
I got to get out of the leap. I literally get bought by.
Okay.
He is on his med.
Well, let's take another caller. 111, you're on the air.
Hello. I am terrible, unfunny caller. Terrible, unfunny caller with no good creative call.
Oh. Well, who are you, sir?
I am terrible, unfunny caller. Now I will make loud noise because I am child and I want to interrupt phone call. La 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 la. Goodbye.
Goodbye. All righty. 111, you're on air. Hello. Okay. Well, goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
I survived
Okay. Goodbye. All right. Well, that's all the callers. We have more callers, but they haven't pressed the one key. Maybe they'll press the one key. Oh, here's Pastor Kent. Okay, let's see what he has to say. Pastor Kent, how you doing tonight?
Hello. Kenny.
Hey. What's up?
What is the deal with you, Kenny?
What do you mean?
What's all this hoopla and blah blah and boo blah and booby blah?
Ain't no how blah booby blah.
Kenny. Everyone sounds just like you, Kenny.
Oh, really? That's good.
So, I hear you have beef with Pastor Leroy and the fake Kent.
Well, I'm not having any beef with them. I really don't care one way or the other, okay? Not having a beef.
Well, if it makes you feel better, they don't want beef with you either. Because
oh,
they
okay.
said that you cannot stand up for yourself because you are not a real pastor. That's what they said, both of them.
Well, you and I know better.
And they also.
Don't we?
That's right. I know better because I ordained you. So I know you're a pastor until I say you're a pastor.
But I rescinded the ordination. I rescinded it. Okay? So goodbye, pastor. Goodbye. You're not a pastor. Okay, 111, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Okay.
All right. It's Pennis. What's up, Pennis?
Okay.
You doing okay, Pennis?
Okay.
All right. That's good. I'm glad you're okay.
Had a file. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Great.
Yeah, hello.
Great. Okay.
I would like to challenge you to a game of Gran Turismo, and the winner gets the other person's welfare check.
I don't play Gran Turismo.
Lying pedo.
Yep, goodbye. All righty. Well, that's all the callers for now. Well, we got plenty of other callers, but they... Like I said, I'm not pressing one key. Okay, so until
might
do,
I teach you the Quran during this time?
Yeah, go ahead, teach me the Quran.
All right, let's start off with Mary. The book
right.
of the Injil, the Gospels, are corrupted. Mary is the sister of Aaron and Moses. Mary is also Jesus' mother. So says the Quran.
Okay. All right. Yes, Mary was Jesus' mother. That's true. That's true. Yes.
And Mary was the sister of Moses and Aaron.
That would make her really old.
You could denounce the Injil if you want. Injil is gospel. Please do so now.
Okay. Well, let's take another caller here. 111, you're on the air.
I am terrible caller. No talent caller. Not funny. Very annoying. Not good caller.
Okay, annoying, not good caller. How you doing?
I am annoying and not good, but I take up very valuable radio time.
Yeah. All righty. Okay. Well, let's take some more callers here. 111, you're on the air.
Hello. Jenny.
Hello.
I'm sitting here in my diaper shitting myself.
Oh, that's terrible. Sorry to hear that. Okay. One more, no, I'm sorry, 256. 256, you're on the air. Hello.
How you doing, Pastor Ken? I just want to say thank you for the shout-outs. That's it. And Roll Tide.
You're so welcome, Juan. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Pastor Ken. I just listen to your show, and, you know, I just want to say I really appreciate all the shout-outs, and my kinfolk, they love the shout-outs, too. They like it more than I do, really, to be honest with you. And y'all know y'all got a shout-out on from that Beanie, man. Beanie sent us a shout-out on Pastor Kent's show, on the Kent show. So to you and to me and to Johnny and DC2 and a couple other guys, and I think J-Bo and I think Willie. I don't know who else, but he did it. So I just want to say thank you to him as well for the shout-outs. I love him. I love him, my shout-outs.
All right, Juan. Well, I'm going to give you a shout-out right now. This goes out to Juan from Alabama and all his kinfolk. How y'all doing? Roll Tide.
Amen, man. Roll Tide.
Amen. All right.
Roll Tide.
That was Juan from Alabama. It's always good to hear from him. Yes, it is. Let's take another caller here. 111, you're on the air.
In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to God, the Lord of the world, eternal, merciful, donor of the judgment day. We serve you, and seek help only from you. Give us a straight path. In the name of those, honor and bless us, bestowed favors, and not in the way of those who are the victims of thy wrath and distress.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, caller. Have a great day. God bless you. All righty. Goodbye. All righty. Well, I guess all the callers for now. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully we get some more callers that call in and say hey and let us know they're doing okay and all that good stuff. Amen. All righty. 111, you're on the air. Okay.
Shalom, Kenny. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, my brother? DC2, it's always a pleasure to have you on. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
It's a beautiful thing, Kenny. It's a beautiful thing. I'm glad to call in, glad to be on the show. I'm not really sure what was going on with some of those earlier calls, but apparently, you know, Fenneth, I don't know if you know this, but I think Fenneth has brought a new audience to your show. I think the mentally touched type of people have been calling. I don't think they can speak English very well, but called in, I heard. I couldn't really make out what was being said, but I do know they are clearly listening to your show, so I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think so too.
I just couldn't understand a word that they said, but sometimes I can't
understand you either,
Kenny. So it's okay. Amen.
Amen. God bless them.
So how's everything going, brother? You had a good day and everything?
Oh, yeah, it's been a wonderful day. Tony's out doing coronation. He's probably performing right now as we speak for a fiesta that's going on down here in San Antonio, Texas. It's a big ordeal.
Kenny, did you partake in any Klonopin before you did the show or any other drugs?
No, I did not.
Okay, because I had a little bit of a problem understanding what he was saying earlier. I mean, I understand like every other seventh word, but I could just be going deaf. I don't know. But
well,
I appreciate.
To pronounce the names of the sons and daughters of Jacob and Rachel.
Oh, okay. All right.
They're kind of hard to pronounce.
No, it's all good, brother. You do the best you can. I know that, man. I'm not trying to be mean. I was having a hard time, that's all.
Okay. Well, the message was given, and that's all that counts. Amen.
Amen, Kenny. What happened to Wanda, man? Did she get called to the Lord tonight, or did they have a session down at the jail with her or something?
No.
I know she goes down there a lot, and they pass her around like a Newport down there, right?
No, she had went to the doctor's, and she had just gotten home before the show started, so she was going to take the night off and rest and come on tomorrow.
Kenny, what do you say to your listeners that have been listening to your show for years but have learned nothing about Jesus? Do you have any comment on that?
Well, I don't understand why they wouldn't learn anything about Jesus. I've talked about Jesus many times on the show and what he's done for us.
Say it's a comprehension problem then, that the people listening just they don't comprehend, they can't have any comprehension of the Lord, or is it more of a you don't speak clearly, or the message gets lost?
I don't know.
Okay, brother. Do you have any other callers?
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, I've got a bunch of 111 callers
here. Wanda is pregnant again.
No, Wanda
well, she's
is not pregnant.
She's down at the jail all the time. I mean, I don't know how much pipe one can take. I mean, you think she's a plumber getting that pipe laid, but listen, Kenny, it's all good, brother. I appreciate you doing the show anyway.
All right. Okay, let's try to take some more calls here. One more.
Lord.
Okay, goodbye to that one. Let's try another one.
Okay.
All righty. Let's try another one.
Okay.
All righty. Try another one. You're on air.
Okay. That's Finneth. How you doing, Finneth?
No, okay.
I knew he didn't call last night. Can you remember that guy that called last night and said, like, full sentences? I knew that wasn't Finneth.
Yeah,
it could have
been.
Okay. So how are you, Mr. Finneth? Are you want a co-host tonight, Finneth? Any co-host, Kenny?
No co-host tonight. Okay.
Why not? Kenny, come on, brother.
Little boys, okay.
What?
Little boys. Okay.
Is BBS near you? Does he know you're talking about little kids on the show?
Tel Aviv.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Finneth, don't mention that on the show. He'll get upset, and we don't want that. Kenny's a good man, and that's in the past. Okay.
Rosemary.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay.
I think
one
he might have got a...
Okay.
Hello?
Goodbye, hi. All right.
Hi. Wait, hello? Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Wow,
let's
got a lot of...
7-5. You're on the air.
If you're going to call and pretend to me, do it right. It's, hi, this is Ashley calling to say hi. Yeah, like that.
Oh.
Hi.
Yeah, they should imitate you. They should do it right, Ashley.
I thought it was all right. It just wasn't perfect. Oh. Finneth is getting boisterous, man. So I'm gonna mute myself and let Finneth talk.
Oh, hi, Finny.
Okay, hi.
Is a BBF there?
Okay.
Well, if you ever see BBF again, tell him to stop sending me goats. I don't take sacrifices. I don't take goats as sacrifices.
Okay.
So, all right, that's good.
Okay.
Ashley, how have you been? Kenny, you got to talk to the people. You can't just sit there. You got to host the show, bro.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was going to ask Ashley how she was doing.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Okay.
I'm doing better. I don't know if I passed the stone, but...
Yo, penis out of the bottle of Peter Fox. Hello there. Who is this?
Oh, hello. This is DC2. Sir?
Oh, hello there, my favorite black friend, aside from Nigglesworth, of course.
Oh,
what's
hello
going
there,
on, Phineas? Did Phineas get off his leash?
He got out. He got out. Now, here's the thing. I've been trying to hide him from Miss Gina. And the boy stuck his penis here and his feet in a tub of peanut butter. And if she come home and she see him running going around here.
Oh, my God. Oh. So we can he's not even
human.
Holy shit,
Penny,
are you here?
No, listen here.
Get him out of my house.
I'm going to get him out, but he's not human.
What is he?
It's Penny's.
What the hell is that? You can bring Penny's stuff around that daughter. What are you trying to eat him? Get away. Get him out of my house. I swear, if you don't, I will murder you. Get him out of my house.
Oh, but Gina, he dropped
him. So maybe if you... off and I will beat you with it.
His fucking arm fell off here.
What the
hell? Oh, I slipped in the shit. I gotta go.
Oh, my God.
Okay, bye, BBF.
Kenny, that is quite possibly the greatest call on your show of all time.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah.
BBF got caught by his wife with Phineas. Bennett stuck his dick in a peanut butter jar, man.
Oh, well.
Right, Kenny?
Oh, well,
hey,
that's he's got to deal with.
Look at the
brother.
Chat room.
Kenny, I get the feeling you don't really like Bennett very much.
No.
Do you like Kent?
Well, you know, Kent was with me for many years, okay?
That's the fake Kent. I consider that the fake Kent. I'm talking about the one that called in tonight.
I don't know about that being the fake Kent, I believe the one that called in is the fake Kent.
They're both clearly named Kent. There's more than one Kent in the world.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord,
yes.
Have mercy. That was an insane call, Kenny. I must say.
Well, I've heard worse.
No, I mean it wasn't. I don't think it was bad. I just think it was crazy. I mean, it sounded like Gina about to kill BBF, man. And I bet that makes you happy.
No. I wouldn't want nobody to get killed on my show.
That's true. All right, brother. Well, I don't know if you want to put me on mute or whatever, but I don't want to wear out my welcome. So I'm gonna hang out. You take more callers if you want, brother.
All righty. Well, there's no more callers at the present moment. They haven't pressed the one key, so I'm going to...
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. We have one
still
more
on?
Caller.
Oh.
Just
still
press
on.
The one key. Let's bring on the person and see what we got. Hello, 111. You're on here.
Listen here. I had to leave my home. I want to apologize. I want to let everybody on the show know here that I'm a godly man, and I do not mean to say the F word here. I will say 6,000 Hail Marys, 1,000 Our Fathers. I also want to share the very sad news that Phineas melted into the ground. All that's left here, he just melted. I don't know. You know how I create these labs. I mean,
but, wait a minute. Did she light him on fire?
No, sir. He melted, and then she got in her car and said some very bad things about me and drove away. he melted into a puddle here, and the only thing that's left is his helmet. And but I have a backup plan here.
Oh,
you see, in my laboratory, I have Professor Nigel Nigglesworth, and he worked on another Fennis. And here he is. Say hello, Fennis 2.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Fennis 2. It's the Deuce. Let's call him Deuce. What's
hey.
Up, Deuce?
Okay.
He sounds just like the first one to me.
Well, you see here, I have about 1,000 of them. They're all in the laboratory. Miss Gina don't have no, she don't have any access to it here. And if she did, I'm sure she'd try to burn them down or something. But either way, this Fennis is, he can speak here. He hasn't grown in the little mustache that the original Fennis has. And Lord have mercy, if I may say so, his eyes aren't grown in yet. He's completely blind, and he has the body of a pigeon. But it's going to turn to a human soon here.
Oh,
no, never mind. I see a hand, but it's where the foot is. Never mind. We'll fix that. We'll fix that. Would you like to say hello to the person that is responsible for your creation?
Okay.
Dennis, say hi to Deuce, man. Say hi to the Deuce. Come on, say hi.
Hello, Fennis 2.
Okay.
All right, there he goes. All
Dennis,
right.
You don't really sound excited to talk to Fennis.
Yeah, take another caller. 111, you're on here. Hello.
What's up, man? What's up, man? How you doing, man?
All right, how you doing?
All right, man, this is Larry.
It's who?
Larry.
Larry.
Yeah, it's Larry,
all right.
Man. People in the hood come.
How you doing?
Larry Love.
Okay.
So what's going on, people?
Not much here. Just doing a show. I'm glad you called in there.
Yeah, you know. Hey, how BBF, man? Everybody quiet,
I guess
man.
I guess you're doing okay.
Penny, did you hang up on Fennis? Why don't you like Fennis, man? He hasn't done anything to you.
He's still there.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, what's doing there, Fennis?
Okay.
Okay, man. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You're
okay.
Doing okay.
Okay. Okay. Right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Fennis.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, Fennis 2 is licking up the old Fennis puddle. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Ooh. I'm gonna throw up here. Niggles, what? I gotta go. I can't do this. Stop licking up your dead sibling. Oh, now you acting like Kent. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. This show, man.
Don't put the phone in it.
Oh well, he hung up. Okay.
I think Fennis might be retarded again. Another retarded Fennis.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Well, yeah. We've got a lot of callers on the line, but they haven't pressed the one key. Okay? I don't know what's going on with them. Okay.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Why do you not seem to like Fennis 1 or 2? You don't seem to be a fan. Is it because they're retarded?
No, I have nothing against them. I don't really care. I'm one way or the other.
Oh, okay. Well, then is it Ben? Do you not like Ben?
No. Of course not.
Why don't you like Ben? He called a show all the time.
Oh, he's all right. He's all right. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I asked if you liked him. He said no. I mean.
I didn't say no. I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay, Kenny. All right. Okay. Amen. All right.
Okay, man.
Yeah, let's take another caller here. 111, you're on here.
Ken, I want you to know that I am selling pages from the Quran, but they're not specifically marketed to be for ass wiping. They could be used for note taking, for blowing your nose, or for anything really. Jizz wipes, ass wipes. They could be for anything.
Oh, okay. Just to make that clear, it's not just for wiping the butt.
Right. You blow your nose. You can wipe jizz stains away. You can use it to spray Windex on your glass, and you can polish your glass. You can wipe your glasses. You can take the jizz off your glasses. You can do a lot of things.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you clarified that. Because I knew you wouldn't do it for ass wiping things.
Right. And by the way, could you tell me when Tony Farrar went to his performance tonight, is he tucking it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
How does that work?
Just tucks it.
Oh, God. And whose job is it?
Osama, can I ask you a question?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, sure, Osama.
Can I jizz in the pages of the New James Bible?
King James.
If that's what you want to do, you could. Do that.
You are telling me to masturbate into the Bible.
If that's what you want to do.
Do you use pages of the Bible to wipe the jizz off Tony?
No, I don't.
Why not?
God, don't use the Bible that way.
So is it okay to use the Quran that way?
No, I don't think it's okay to use the Quran that way either. I don't think it's correct in any holy book, okay, to do it that way.
Now you
what
know we the... must snuff the savage. You will
I'll
help
have
me.
I've got pages from the Bhagavad Gita. The Hindus, I've got the Torah. I've got some Buddhist texts. I've got many different books that are available, and they can be used for taking notes. They can be wadded up as paper wads and thrown at people. You could play trash can basketball with the paper wads. You can also mop down the jizz and shit.
Oh, well, Johnny, that's not good to use a Bhagavad Gita that way or the Buddhist okay? You shouldn't use any old book.
How will you punish this savage?
I can't punish him, okay? Only God can do that.
You said you could fuck him up the ass until he dies.
No. Not unless he has his blue pills.
Will you at least come in his eyes and blind him?
That's what the Bhagavad Gita is for. I will just wipe it away.
All right, my fellow Muslims out there, protest Obama's lack of initiative. go to R-Dash Lane and picket him.
Okay. All right, we got another caller here. 111, you're on the air. Hello?
Okay.
Oh, it's Dennis again. What's up, Dennis?
Okay.
Kenny, why don't you try asking Deuce a question?
Where do you live, Venice?
A mansion.
What did he say, Kenny?
I don't know.
He said a mansion.
Oh, mansion. Wow.
Yeah.
You know more words than Ken Hopper does.
Good for you.
Ask him another one, Deuce. I mean, Kenny. Ask Deuce
okay,
another one.
What's your favorite TV show?
He just, Kenny, that's not a good question. He's just now been activated, brother.
Oh,
ask him
that's
like,
right.
Ask him something simple, like what his favorite color is or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, well, that makes sense. What is your favorite color?
Black.
Oh, I love him. Listen, you're my favorite Finnish already, man, because your favorite color black. Kenny, this one's a keeper. I think he should co-host the show.
Okay. Well, we got another call here. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Why you? I gotta ask you a question. Are you trying to do a fuck to the little Fennis?
No.
Because it sounds like you're trying to fuck him, that you're gonna try to fuck him. Like you try to do everybody here. No fuck
no.
him, no do dick suck to him, no to tank touch or ball funnel or tank suck.
No, I don't want to do none of that.
Please, you fuck alone.
Kenny, have you ever sucked on a tank? I've never had your tank sucked on, Kenny. That sounds like a homosexual maneuver. I've never done that before or had that done to me.
Me neither.
Leave your fuck alone.
Rico, this DC2, man, I'm glad we can let bygones be bygones with everything that's happened. I just want to say, I don't think Kenny really wants to have relations. I'm not sure. I'm not positive, but I don't think that Kenny wants to bone Finnis. Now, he might want to suck him off. I don't know. I mean, that's just conjecture, but I don't think he wants to have relations with him because Kenny's dick don't work. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I have to always make sure that he's not trying to be Mr. Suck or Mr. Fuck to nobody, because he try to fuck anything. He fuck a horse, he fuck a pigeon, he fuck a chicken.
No. Well, yeah, that, well, I don't
no,
want to get
I heard
that.
You fuck a chicken.
Excuse me, what you say to me? You say this to me?
Yeah, I say that to you.
I'm leaving. You also say this to me? I'm leaving and I'm not coming back. Fuck you,
okay.
Dick suck.
All right, go back and kick. Go back and
kick. Oh, come on.
Kenny, that wasn't there regardless of what you said. I got to say, for a pastor, we got to keep it clean. Keep it clean, Kenny.
Yeah. Well,
I
wanted to
ask Rico something.
Rico left. He wanted to go screw a chicken.
Kenny, come
you
on now.
You don't screw chickens.
Kenny.
I don't screw chickens.
Kenny, not...
Oh,
not
well,
okay.
Go call here. 111, you're on the air.
Back hole.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, back already? Holy shit.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, my name is Kevin.
Oh, hey, Kevin. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing okay. I first time I listened to this show in a long time. I wanted to just call in, and I just want to say that my name is Kevin, and Pastor Ken is a dick sock.
Oh.
Oh, like you.
Wait
fuck
a minute.
Your
listen,
motherfucker.
Whoa. Calm down, brother. Listen. Kenny sucks penis. There's nothing wrong with that, Kenny. I mean, you suck penis. That's all he said. He said you suck a penis. That's it. That there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all. I don't do it per se,
yeah.
But Kenny, you don't need to get upset, brother.
Thanks.
All right. Okay.
Oh,
He does suck penis. He does. Yeah, he...
No, no.
He
missed
it
out.
Okay,
hey,
he said Rico.
He sucked penis too, though.
Well, whether I do or not, it doesn't matter. 101, you're on the line.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I saw you. I'm crazy. I need some chicken to fuck.
My name is, Jerome, and I am a big black guy.
Sounds like people getting horny up on the line right now, man. I heard a masturbation sound. Kenny, you jerking off?
No.
I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to judge you on it. I'm just asking. I heard a little what sound like skin on skin action.
That was Johnny.
Oh, Johnny. Well, that makes sense. That does make sense.
Wait, my name, I'm muted. I was muted, dummy. You
my
got
name,
500 people.
Hey, listen to me, motherfucker. My name is Jerome. I big black guy.
Hi, Jerome, big black man. How you doing, brother?
I doing okay, my brother. And I want to tell to you that Pastor Ken is this suck motherfucker.
Well, I know that. I know that. He's just saying you suck penis and you have sex, Kenny. That's all he's saying. He's from another country. It's nothing to get upset about. We all know we do the dick suck, and I don't think he does the motherfuck, though. I just think he does the fuck, pony fuck.
Well, we got
plenty more callers here. Let's take
listen
some more
to
callers.
Me. Hey, motherfucker.
Don't talk to me.
970,
you're on air.
Kenny, it's Sam. How are you?
Hi, Sam.
How you doing tonight?
Hi.
Oh, man.
I'm a hot dummy. How are you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing great. Okay. Right, you're not in a coronation.
This, Kenny, what word did you just say? It's not my dictionary.
Coronation is the big event going down at the Majestic Theater here in San Antonio. Okay, for a fiesta.
My penis is so hard.
Are you inviting me?
Well, I was surprised you're not there.
Kenny, I moved. I thought you weren't interested. I moved to Austin.
I didn't know you moved. Where'd you move to?
Austin.
Oh, you moved to Boston.
Austin, Texas, honey.
Austin
is too cold.
Oh, yeah.
Boston is too cold and too many blacks.
Oh, yes.
Keep talking. Oh, yes.
Kenny, 23rd of May to the 28th of May, we're going to be in Venice. We have a seat for you on the airplane. Do you want to come?
To where?
Venice, Italy?
Venice, Italy? I would love to go to Venice, Italy, but I can't afford it.
Oh, we'll put you down.
Huh?
It's free, honey. Free, Kenny.
I can't go. I'm sorry.
What's the
problem? Would love to.
Are you afraid of flying?
No, I'm not afraid of flying. I like to fly.
Okay, here's another one. The 4th of July.
Oh,
the 2nd to the 4th, we're going to be in Hawaii.
Oh, really?
Can we get you a seat?
Sure.
All right, Kenny. What's your middle name?
David.
Okay, honey. Kenny David. Oh, I like that. Well, that's, now that I'm looking at that, that's sexy.
Oh,
Kenny
wow.
David. All right, Kenny, you're in.
Up. Sam, you get
3 days
up,
in
bro.
Hawaii. Bring condoms,
all right.
Kenny. Condoms,
okay.
Lots of condoms.
All right.
Hey, Sam, can
okay,
I join
we
you?
We got a bunch of callers. Okay, let's bring on some more callers. 111, you're on the air.
Okay.
Oh, it's Bennett again. All righty. 617, let's get 617 in. Hello, you're on the air.
What do you hear? What do you say?
What do you hear? What do you say? What's up?
About the last caller, you think I could get a seat for my fat ass?
You get a what?
I can really use here. I need a seat to the plane ticket to Hawaii. The last caller.
Oh. I don't think Sam is going to give you a ticket to Hawaii, Tony.
That son of a bitch. Well, this will be, I'm about to hang up. I'm on the toilet right now. Just let people know I need a fanny of my own. Just number, just email it to me, and I'll get back to you.
What are you looking at? I'm almost
out
of
here. Oh, you son of a bitch. I'm out of here.
All righty. Okay. Goodbye, Johnny. 111, you're on here.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Oh, Alfonso. So good to hear from
you. Alfonso.
How are you doing, Alfonso?
Oh, my God, darling. I'm doing wonderful. I just got back from the spa. I'm laying in my bathrobe on a wonderful, wonderful couch that I just purchased. Actually, it was a sugar daddy of mine that purchased it.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, thank you, darling. Now, Pastor Ken, I need your prayer power for the darling Tony Gaga.
What's going on with Tony Gaga tonight?
Well, Tony's been absent lately because apparently he met up with a Mexican prostitute. I believe it was a transgender. And the night prior to meeting up with this Mexican prostitute, said Mexican prostitute ate some ghost peppers. And as we all know, the ghost peppers don't digest. So after Tony Gaga put his penis inside the prostitute's ass, he ended up getting an infection. One of the pieces of the ghost pepper seeds went in his penis, and now he's in so much trouble.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
You could say his Pekka was peppered. Hashtag
Pepper Pekka.
And Pepper Pekka. Yes. That's
can we please pray? Can we please pray for Tony's Pepper Pekka?
Yeah, we can pray for Tony's Pepper Pekka. Yes. Okay? God heal him. Okay? You can do it. Yes. Amen.
Why, thank you, darling. Now, I'm sure you got a few more callers calling in.
Yes, I do, Alfonso. It was really great hearing from you. I was curious as to how you were doing, because I haven't heard you on Tony's Gaga's program in the past.
Oh, well, if the son of a bitch does a show every now and again, I'd call in. Of course I would talk to the meatball. But he's so unreliable.
Oh, well, you can always call in to hear.
Oh, my God, darling, thank you. Give kisses to Tony, and I hope you're all doing wonderful. Please mute me while I massage my pecker.
Okay. Well, God bless you, Michael. Okay. All righty. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
I'm still masturbating to your voice. Put me on hold.
Okay, goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you say more than hello?
Hello?
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay. Okay,
all
okay,
right.
Okay.
Goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Yep, another one.
Hello?
Okay, goodbye. All righty. Well, that ends all the callers. Okay, well. Okay, let's play some, we got another 111 caller. 111, you're on here. Hello?
Hey, man. Hey, man. What's going on there, man? Hey, where's Pastor Wanda, man?
She took the night off, huh? Because she just got home from the doctor's. So we're going to do it tomorrow.
Man. You got a number, man?
No, I don't. I don't have a number.
Oh, I may. Well, tell her Larry. Larry wants to call. Larry wants to take her out on a date.
Okay. God bless you, Larry. Okay, 111, you're on here. Hello?
Okay.
It's Dennis again. Hey, what's up?
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
we're gonna play some music here now. Okay, so sit back.
Well, Samba, I have a question for you.
Kenny, there's
what's
only
that?
A little bit of time left. Oh, go ahead.
I am new to Texas. What is the age of consensual rape here?
To tell you the truth, I'm not sure. I don't know.
I think it's 16. Wasn't Victor 16? Victor was 16, so
not
I think
sure.
It's 16.
Is it okay to use duct tape if they say no?
No.
According to Dr. Peter Paul Ventura's babysitter's handbook, it is okay to use any type of tape as long as you are in a wooded area and you have a blade. Are you in a wooded area and do you have a blade, sir?
No, I am near a desert.
Oh, a desert? Well, I think that's just splitting hairs. Really, I mean, desert, woods, it's all really empty, so I say go for it, brother.
Osama, what is the youngest boy you ever nailed?
I don't date boy. Period.
Wasn't it Victor?
Okay? Never did.
You are into senior porn, too?
No, I'm not into porn at all, period. Don't like porn.
He likes to watch the elderly fuck, right, Kenny?
You have an elderly fetish?
No, don't like elderly people either, okay? Don't do that.
Actually, I think you said one time, fuck elderly people in a chat, actually.
No, I do believe.
I do believe.
You want me to believe Tony F is a spring chicken?
No, don't play music, Kenny. Kenny, don't play any music. You take the call, sir. Kenny,
no. That gives me flashbacks of Abu Ghraib prison.
Kenny, cut it off, man. Cut the music off, Kenny.
I will confess to anything if you turn
man,
off the music.
Why are you playing music when there's still people on there talking?
Kenny, what the fuck is wrong with you, man?
He is masturbating.
Kenny, put your penis away, man. It's a godless show, for Christ's sake. You're going to spell all over the keyboard.
Okay.
Kenny, you're going to spray all over the keyboard, man.
How old is Tony F?
Kenny, are you getting fucked right now, Kenny? Is that what I squeaking noise I hear? Fra must have came home early.
Where would I be? Instead of Marvin Gaye. Osama jerks off
maybe
to Christian rock.
You getting your colon blown out, Kenny? Let him, man. I'm talking to Pastor Ken. You get live on the air. I don't know. Got lube or not. I don't fucking know. He just said, no, he just started getting fucked. They playing music on the show. Yeah, he's gay. He's a gay pastor. Yeah, he lived with a man, but he married to a woman. Yeah, his first wife died in Tel Aviv. I just heard the retard Nathan call.
Where would I
about 45 seconds of some guy moaning or yelling or something. I think he's retarded. The retard's mental call, man. The retard's running from everywhere for that person's house. From 1967. Let's start at 100. Everybody ready? Oh, Kenny will love this. Thank the Lord for the Nighttime by Neil Diamond, a noted pedophile. Number 99, Don't Sleep in the Subway by Petula Clark. Number 98, I Could See for Miles by The Who. Number 97, Green Grass, a Poem by Tom Jones. Number 96, Mirage by Tammy James and the Shondells. Baby, I Need Your Lovin' at 95 with Johnny Rivers. 94, this is just like the Kent Hopper show. 94, Daydream Believer by The Monkees. I love that. Great song. I love one of my favorites. Number 93, I Had Too Much Dream Last Night by The Electric Prunes. Speaking of prunes, man, I need to eat some prunes. Number 92, Little Old Man, Uptight Up Things All Rock, Bill Cosby, another note of pedophile. Number 95, we rolling right down this list. I Dig Rock and Roll Music by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Number 90, Everlasting Love by Robert Knight. Number 89, It Comes My Baby by The From Below. Number 88, Marvin Harrison's Number. I Take It Back by Sandy Posey. Number 87, I Said You're Wrong. Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and the Feathers. Number 86, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon by Neil Diamond and Moody Pettis. Number 85, The Side Is Hard by Jerry Stevens. Number 84, Lupus vs. The Red Barons by The Royal Guard. Is it feeling like the Kent Hopper show yet? Because I'm going to keep on going. Yeah. Number 83, Beat Goes On.
Yeah, this isn't your death way.
By Sonny and Chance.
Number 82, Bernadette by the fourth. Number 81, White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. Number 80, King by the great blind man Ray Charles. May he rest in peace. Number 79,
yeah.
98.6 by a man named Keith. Number 78, She'd Rather Be With Me by the Turks. Number 77, Cold Bet by James Brown. Oh, Kenny, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, can I keep doing my list like it's the Pastor Kent Hopper show since this show is so bad according to Kent?
Yeah, you can keep doing your list of old songs. Yeah.
I'm sure it's real riveting for the listeners. Is there any more callers, Kenny?
Yeah, I got a caller here from 101.
Go ahead and take him, my brother.
All right. 101, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. You know what? You know what, Pastor Ken?
Oh.
It's incredible. It's incredible that you finally take my call. I have to call in on a blocked number for you to take my call.
I didn't see your number.
Okay.
You didn't see my number. You didn't see my call.
No, I didn't.
Three times on my number, and you did not pick up my call. So I'm going to ask you one question. I'm going to ask you one question, Pastor Ken, and then I'm going to leave tonight.
Okay.
I'm not drunk, Ted Gunderson.
You sound drunk to me.
Fake pastor.
Oh, shut up, man. Look here.
He's a fake.
Pastor Ken. One question.
Yeah.
Do you or do you not want me on your show? If you don't want me to come on your show again, I will never, under any circumstances whatsoever.
No, we don't want you in the show. Now go away.
Well, you know, gradually, Roy.
You
seem happy with
never.
Pastor Cat.
Number 75.
Okay, so,
I never loved a man the way I love you, but I read the first.
I think you know, Pastor Ken is more your
Sunday
speed.
By the Monkey.
Okay, for
number
some reason.
73, Funky Broadway by the great Wilson Pickett.
So,
72,
okay,
Groovin' by Booker T.
Okay,
and the
I mean, I like it when you call, but
71, Close Your Eyes, Peaches and Her. Yeah.
Hey,
grassroots. Number 69, my favorite number, 69, baby. Let It All Out. Let It All Hang Out by the Hombres. I bet Juan from Alabama loves that song. Number 68, Give Me Some Lovin' by the Spencer Davis Group. Number 67, Soul Finger by the Fall K. Hold on, I'm still talking. 66, Friday on My Mind by the Easy Beats. You like that song, Kenny?
Yeah, it's
what
a
about
great song.
We Ain't Got Nothing, Nothing Yet by the Blues Magoos. You like that song, Kenny?
I haven't heard
65.
That.
65. So 64 is Carrie Ann by the Hollies. 63, How Can I Be Sure by the Young Rascals. What a great track that is. It's a wonderful song, wonderful song. 62, Dedicated to the One I Love by the Mamas and the Papas. All right, yeah. Ooh, love that track. Great song. All right, I'm going to do two more real quick and get down to 60. Number 61, California Nights by Leslie Gore. And number 60, A Little Bit of Me, A Little Bit You. Wait, let me say that again. A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You by the Monkees. All right, Kenny. Go ahead, brother.
There we go. That was one great group, the Monkees.
Oh yeah, man. Incredible, man. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when they did the TV show. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. They were a wonderful group.
Sorry. Did Leroy hang up?
Let me know if Leroy's back on, Kenny, and I'll start reading again.
I'm already on.
Okay,
you see,
well, then I'll just keep reading.
You see,
we
unknown.
59, Baby, I Love You by Aretha Franklin. Number 58, Western Union by Five Americans. Kenny, what about this song? Number 57, Georgia Girl by The Seekers. 56, You Are My Everything by the Temptations. So good, so good. My brother is so good. Oh, my Lord. 55, Penny Lane by The Beatles. We all know The Beatles.
Penny
right,
Lane, that's a good song, good song.
Great,
yeah.
Great track, Kenny, great track. Number 54, I've Been Lonely Too Long, yes, by The Young Rascals. Number 53, Kenny, listen to this. Let me tell you this, 52, this is my song by Petula Clark. That's her second song on here, Kenny. She's got two songs in the top 50. Actually, yeah, in the top 100. Number 51, Mercy, Mercy, Mercy by the Buckinghams. And now we have 50, Kenny. We're halfway through, brother. 50, It's Kind of a Hush by Herman's Hermits. Great group.
Oh, my God.
Number 49, The Rain, The Park, and Other Things by The Cowboys. Number 48, San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Your Flowers in Your Hair by Scotty McKenzie. Number 47, Up, Up, and Away by The Fifth Dimension, which is where I think Pastor Kent Hopper is from. Number 46, My Cup Runneth Over by Ed Ames. Number 45, Silence is Golden, another thing that should apply to Kent Hopper, but we don't know if it does. The Tremolos. Number 44, Outfit by Dionne Warwick. We all know Dionne from them late night infomercials. Number 43, Please Love Me Forever by Bobby Ventrone. Number 42, On a Carousel, or let me say that again, On a Carousel, Bobby Hollis. Sorry about that, my man. 41, Reflections by the Supreme.
Oh, my God.
Great, what's up, brother?
Great person. Buddy Holly.
Reflections by the Supremes is a great track, a wonderful track. And then also at 40, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye by the Casinos. And 39,
hey,
Don't You Care by the Buckethead.
We got another caller. Jesus, we got another caller.
Boy, I thought he was on the line. He seemed to have a lot to say.
Yeah, I got a lot to say, DC2.
Okay,
go fuck
well,
yourself,
keep going.
You piece of shit. Lying motherfucker.
Hey,
you're nothing but a piece of
shit. Oh,
language.
I got rhythm by The Happening. Number 30,
language,
Leroy. Martha and the Band Jealous. Number 35, Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. That's a great song. Kenny, do you like that song?
I haven't heard it.
Yeah,
you got it? You got it? Okay. I can hear it.
I got radio.
Well, we got a call here. Let me take it. Let's see who we got. 111, you're on the air.
Look here, man. This is Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx. And I moved to Canada with Pastor Kent. And I'm tired of DC2 shit. And I got one question for Ken. Do you want me on your show or not?
Well, okay. I didn't say I didn't want you on the show. I didn't say, okay, that whatever. You can be on the show if you want to, okay?
Look here, man. You said that this show ain't my speed, that I should be with Dr. Kent. And you guys make fun of me because I'm living with him now, and I get drunk, and he's screwing me every night. And DC2, you son of a bitch, if I get a hold of you, I'm going to turn you inside out. No.
Hello, my brother. This is Shit Dad.
Hey, Shit Dad, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm in your chat room. I would like to let you know that I would like to have a prayer for my new petting zoo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I call it the Dangerous Move Petting Zoo.
Okay, well, let's give a prayer out to Dangerous Move Petting Zoo. Okay, may everything go great with your petting zoo. May all the kids be happy with it. Okay, and God bless you, sir.
Thank you so much. I'm working on getting a sign with Tony's face on the billboard. Yeah, it's all going to be in a highway in Africa.
Amen. Oh, wow.
Yep, all in Africa.
What part of Africa?
Oh, it's Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, oh. All right.
Yep, it'll all be in rural Africa, too.
All right. Well, we got another caller here. Okay, from 111. Okay, let's pick it up and see what we have. Oh, 111, you're on the air.
This is Pat, Demetrius, Leroy Jack from the Bronx. Man, you want me on your show or not?
What is going on, man? It's Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man.
There he is. There's the real Pastor Leroy from the Bronx. Okay, I'm glad you're still with us.
Pastor Leroy from New Jersey. Get it right.
All right.
So, Pastor Ken, Pastor Ken.
You want me to keep reading? Let me keep reading. Okay,
you know,
we have 34,
here he goes.
Brother.
Here he goes.
Get
ready,
Bobby. Let's fly.
Little piece of shit.
By Jefferson Airplane. A great track. Your Precious Love by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. 31. Release Me by Engelbert Humperdinck. Number 30. All You Need Is Love by the Beatles. Number 29. The Happening by the Supremes. Supremes, a great group, brother. Great group. Kenny, you like the Supremes, brother?
I love the Supremes. Yeah, great group.
Amen, amen. All right, let me get it on down to 25 here. We at 28. Give Me a Little Sign by Bretton Woods. Number 27, For What It's Worth, Buffalo Springfield. Number 26, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone by the Supremes. Number 25, It Must Be Him by Vicky Carr. All right, brother. That's it. We only got 24 more, brother. This top 100 for 1967. Amen.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we only have a few more minutes here to go. Okay. So, I want to say God bless everybody for being in the chat and give a shout out to Mike Hunt, Ashley. Yes. All right. Shout out to everybody. All right. Okay. Well,
amen.
We had a great show
shout
tonight.
Out. Shout out to
wait,
Khadija.
You have 13 minutes left.
Shout out
to 12 minutes, actually. Yeah.
Shout out to the 12th Shia Imam who will destroy you, Westerners.
He's in a well.
Amen.
The Imam in a well.
Hey, Ken, what did you think of my voice reading off the songs? Willie Collins sent me a message and said he thought I had a voice for it. I mean, who knew, brother?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I wanted you to co-host, okay, with me, you know? You got a great voice
Casey
for radio.
Kasem.
I appreciate that, my brother. I take that as a compliment. Amen.
Amen.
And I promise, anytime Leroy calls back in, I will finish, and he will call. I will finish the top 100 in 1967. I promise y'all.
Hey, look here.
It'll be done.
Look here, man. This Leroy. I'm back, yo. I'm back. This Leroy in the Bronx.
Look here. This is me, Richard Jackson from the Bronx.
I can't do it.
I can't. All these Leroys are scaring me, man. Ooh.
Yeah, there's too many Leroy.
I don't want him to beat me up. Please don't beat me up. Please.
None of these Leroys are drunk.
Look here, man. You meet me at Gold's Gym. Come down my dirt road. One
Sky
way,
Radio.
Way
sounds like
Sky
yeah,
Radio.
Yeah, Sky Radio.
Yeah,
well,
yeah
I'm not
playing.
Just, Sky Radio.
Earlier. Give a shout out to Joseph Gibson. All right. I don't know why he didn't call in. He should have called in.
I think he's more Kent Hopper speed myself. Hope he calls that show.
Listen here.
Kenny, this is one of your better shows, brother. I got to say.
Concrete Box.
Damn it, Ashley just made me laugh. Ashley made me laugh. I want to, somebody mark the date down. Ashley made me laugh.
This is better without Wanda.
April 26th. I'll post it in Discord.
I told you, John.
Concrete
Box. She's getting better. She's gotten a lot better. She's really good on the air now. She's much more comfortable.
I'm not that good. Come on now.
I think you're great. I think you're doing much better.
Oh, yeah. You're
doing
really good.
Listen.
I'm surprised you stayed on this long. Congratulations.
Ashley, let me tell you something. I've made Johnny Longfeather laugh approximately 3.5 times in 6 years. So you've already made him laugh once, and I don't know how you haven't even known him that long. So you're doing better than me.
Thank you.
That's a compliment. Keep up the good work. Doing your thing.
Yeah. How's DC3 doing?
Oh, okay. All right. Shut it down. Shut it down, Pastor. Shut it down. Shut it down, Pastor.
Shut it down.
Kenny, this is a top five show, man. Tell and Mike, call in, man. We need Mike. You got to call in before the show ends, man, to make this a perfect show.
Mike, yeah, call in, Mike. Yeah, I'd like to hear from you. 111, you're on air. Man, this is Mike.
Look here, man. This is Mike.
Oh,
hey, Mike.
Is your last name Paxton?
Hey. No, this is Mike Hunt, the steroid abusing freak. And I have to say, DC2 he made, sounds like he made Leroy run for his life. Leroy couldn't get a fucking word in edgewise. Good job, Donnie.
Well, listen, Mike, he ain't taking this show over. He can suck and fuck Ken all he wants. I ain't letting him. The only way he's taking this show over is if Ken mutes me. I'm not letting him take over his Ken show and keep callers from calling this show and him talking his nonsense babble bullshit. So I appreciate you calling, man. You funny as hell. You one of my favorite people, man. I know I never told you that, but you funny as hell. Keep up the good work, brother.
And I think everybody on here is good in their own way. I think every single person on here tonight has made me laugh. You got BBF and Finnis Kishman and I think Johnny and everybody contributes. But, you know, Leroy just tends to take over a show, and then everybody else can't chip in. It takes away from the show. And shout out to Kenny for letting everybody on here and speak their mind and answer every call. And if you don't like them, hang up on them. But Dr. Kent doesn't have the balls to do that. He doesn't take the calls, and that's why his show sucks. And so at least Ken has the winning formula. But, I thought everybody was great.
Amen.
Thanks, Mike.
Amen,
appreciate it. Thanks,
hey, Mike,
brother.
Let me ask Mike a question because I've been wondering about this because I haven't talked to Tony. It's been a while, man. I don't know how Tony's doing, but I know you were working with him with the weight and all that. Is that going any better?
Yeah, I kept trying to train him online from across the country, of course, but I send him stuff, and, of course, it goes unanswered. Or, I did it. Well, no results. Obviously, you didn't do it. And then the meal replacement stuff and the protein shakes, I guess, gave him diarrhea, and he didn't like the taste, so he's not following the diet stuff either. So he's actually gained weight. So, but when I go to Boston, I'm going
to – Yeah, Mike, I was going to say, I've heard he's up to 400 again, man.
Yeah, I think he's a little over 400 now because he's back to eating pizza every night for dinner.
He's cried, man.
Wow, he's every night for dinner?
Kenny,
yeah,
sounds like you.
Yeah, he's two large pepperoni pizzas.
Yeah, cheeseburger.
Oh, well, that's healthy.
Yeah, it was good, too.
Yeah, but what about your smoking, Kenny? Aren't you smoking half a pack a day, or have you cut back?
I cut back a lot more since then. I'm down to probably maybe 7 cigarettes a day.
Oh. Well, you know, you can get discount cigarettes through on the reservation there with Longfeather Casino. He sells those cartons of cigarettes out back. And, you should have him ship you a few cases. No, you know what? Scratch that. You need to quit smoking, man. Seriously.
100%.
You got COPD. You got to quit, man.
He's right,
Kenny.
Yeah, you know I've been on your ass just like Farrah about this.
$10 a carton. $10 a carton. Yeah,
oh, that's a deal.
$10 a carton.
We've all Farrah, Mike, me. What?
How much did you say a carton was, Johnny?
$10. $10 a carton, but it's made with skunk weed.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
You ain't
like
getting
grass clippings.
Cigarettes for $10. Shit, you can barely get 10 cigarettes for $10 nowadays.
Yeah, and, you know, Kenny, I know you get your dick pills from the VA, but if you get your dick pills from the long feather up there on the reservation, I think he can score you a box of those reservation dick pills, probably – $30 or so. I can't remember what he said the price was. What?
I get mine for free. I don't pay for them.
I got a senior discount, though. Well, you
can
go to you.
You can buy in bulk, Kenny. You can buy in bulk with Longfeather because he'll ship you a crate of that stuff for very limited money. And because Johnny, listen, he's told me, he takes those things and goes in the sweat lodge, and, he makes miracles with that wife of his. Listen, Kenny, you just got to consider it, man, because and trust me, Johnny told me, the shit works. Works.
4 inches
and
of fury. 3.5,
actually. Amen. Yeah, you always got to add the pain up.
Hey, Ken, just a word to the wise here, Ken, tonight. When Farrar gets home from all of his hours of dancing on the stage here, tell him to put his high heels out on the front porch. His fucking shoes probably smell like hell. He's got no socks on. He's dancing around. Make him leave those shoes out on the porch.
That smell.
He leaves them in the dressing room.
Oh, okay.
We got 510. I think that's Tommy Monahan. Let me bring him on. Tommy, is that you?
It's me, Ken. How's it going?
How you doing, Tommy?
I'm good. Just a little hungry. But I just want to pass you some praise for holding down your show and giving everybody a chance to speak and, you know, make it a good show. This is probably one of your best shows that you had in a good while. So my praise goes out to you.
Thank you.
But my advice to you, just coming from me, keep it about you and the callers. Don't let people try to fucking railroad your show and take over talking over other people, especially when they don't even own your show.
Amen.
And for the record, right, Kenny, can I say something, Kenny?
Yeah, sure.
For the record, the only reason why I did what I did as far as reading those top 100, well, one, because that's what those idiots did on that show, and I thought it was hilarious. It was boring as hell. But also, I just don't want him on your show, period. So anytime he's on and I'm on the phone, I'm just going to talk over him. He's going to get mad, and that's going to be the end of it. But he stay on his show. This is your show. That's all I'm saying. I would not ever talk over anybody else.
My praise goes out to DC too, because that shit was funny. I love that.
Amen, brother.
All
and it's just to Johnny Longfeather for hooking me up with the top 100.
There you go. All right.
I have it lined up, Kenny. I have it lined up next show, brother, for the last 24.
All righty. Well, we got 60 seconds left. I'm going to say God bless everybody. Okay, tune in tomorrow night. We should have Pastor Wanda on. Okay, she's going to talk about what I know. Okay.
God bless.